If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast, fitness business podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston.
How are we doing? The number one fitness business.
Number one. Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed.
Guys, do us a favor. Would you write us a review on Apple or Spotify or what's the other one? Google? Google Podcasts?
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever one you're listening to. We would love a little review. It would be a really big help for us. Just getting the word out. I've been doing this for 5 years, twice a week, plus 6 years now. What episode number is this?
666, I think.
Okay, we can't. That's not a good number.
Something like that, yeah.
Not a good number. But you have to pass it to get to the next one. So this is episode 6 and then two others.
We'll do like a hotel. We'll just skip 13. We'll just...
yeah. The hotel skip 13. And I think airplanes...
I'm so not superstitious at all.
Nah, me neither. Except for when I was playing baseball. Don't step on the line. The foul line.
Like that. Or stepping into the box.
Oh, your routine. Hitting both sides of the plate.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Doing the thing.
Yeah. adjust your gloves. All of it.
Yeah. The routine. All right, guys. So this gym business game, right? We're talking to gym owners here. You decided one day in your journey to open a gym. And probably for a lot of reasons, but probably somewhere in the top three of everybody's reasons is it's probably for freedom.
Sure.
Freedom away from having to go to a job and go on a commute, you know, downtown traffic and stuff like that. You decide, you know what? I like helping people. I can do this. I want freedom. I want to create a future. And so like all those things created this gym for you. Right. And so we're going to talk a little bit bigger picture here. And a lot of times it doesn't hit you until way later, maybe 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 years into the game. And you're like, wait a minute, what am I doing? So some of you are listening to this, you're in your 20s. I mean, I opened my gym in my 20s and I wasn't thinking about any of this stuff. I wasn't thinking about retirement. I wasn't thinking about anything other than running a great business. And I think you absolutely have to cross through that to the other side. But there's going to come a point in time where you have to make a decision. Is this gym serving me? If it's not, do I fix it? Do I close it? Do I open multiples? What do I want out of this thing? And I kind of want to force you to think about that now, because it's better to think about it now. It's better to think about it before you open, if we're being honest.
So when's the best time to plant a tree?
Yeah. Well, you should open your business with an exit plan.
Yeah.
You know, before you open it, because then you know what you're working towards. And we've had business evaluation experts on here, and what is a sellable business on here. And we've discussed about, you know, like creating systems and operations. So you're not selling a job to somebody, you're selling a business, you're a business owner. We talked about everything. But what do you do right now? What do you do in your business right now to hopefully get ahead? And somebody told me, I heard this somewhere. They said gyms are a cash flow business, not a cash out business. Actually, the person that told me that actually cashed out big, Daniel Ming. So he goes, I always used to think it was this. And I think it could be both.
Sure.
I think that you as a gym owner should be at a point, hopefully get your business to a point where it's spinning off cash flow. The question is, what do you do with that money to continue to grow wealth?
There you go.
And there's a lot of avenues. In fact, we have a whole wealth circle built inside of our Iron Circle that discusses all of these things. Where, you know, whether it's whole life insurance policies with infinite banking to HELOC lines of credit with a circular kind of like refunding approach to real estate investments, crypto, stock, bonds, all the things. And, you know, as a gym owner, business, any business owner, really,
sure, yeah.
You know, like, what are you doing to say, after I'm done with this gym game, what do I have to show for it? And if you're banking on this huge cash out, you may be disappointed. I mean, honestly, if you look on biz buy sell in today's market, you're going to see gyms selling for 20 grand.
Yeah.
Equipment cost.
Yeah.
I mean, 50, 60 grand, right? Now, in our world, a single, you know, unit should be $500,000 to $1 million for a single unit when you have a profitable business that runs without you, right? That's just kind of like the numbers.
Well, you hit it there, right? It's either cash flow or cash out. And I would kind of clean that up a little bit and say that if your goal is cash out, you need a cash flow business.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's that's dependent upon, like, the number you're going to get for the business Correct. Is completely dependent upon the owner benefit
cash
that
flow.
You've created.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sucks to say, guys, but, you know, the value of your memberships, if you're not profitable, the value of the equipment in the business, you know, all of that stuff has a diminishing value to somebody coming in looking at that. And you might get, you know, pennies on the dollar if you don't have the cash flow and the net profit and the owner benefit. That's what somebody's coming. That's where the valuation really is weighed. Yeah.
That's where they're buying.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, you know, you better hear this from us now, because I don't want you to go down this pipe dream of saying like, oh, well, my brand equity in the market, we've been here for 10 years. Everybody knows us. That doesn't mean anything if you don't have P&Ls that are positive, right?
Yeah.
Like, just is what it is. So you get into this gym business and you're like, okay, cash flow, cash out, lifestyle, like, what is this going to serve for me? And I would argue it has to be your future, because what you're spending the next decade, two decades of your life, of your prime earning years as a gym owner. And if you don't have something to show for it in 20 years from now, you wasted your time.
Yeah. The goal isn't to, you know, create a business and then have the salary that just, you know, mediocre and just getting by and just rely on that. And it comes back to, I mean, we've spoken to a lot of gym owners that are seasoned, right? 15, 20 something years. They're thinking about the what comes next when it comes to retirement, no longer being in the business all the time. And to your point, like, the best time to do all of this stuff is pre-open, basically, but yeah. Right now is the next best, you know?
Right.
And a lot of it comes down to the systems that the business operates on, your staff structure. All of that stuff is what creates the ability for that business to be profitable, or for somebody, and when somebody comes along or you go to position it to sell, that's the things that are valuable to the person who's going to be buying it. And gym owners, unfortunately, like, it's doing the hard work now to get all those things in place. And I would do it as soon as possible, because yep. You never know what's coming down. You never know, you know, what that future looks like. God forbid, you know, life altering changes or something like that. Like, you know, are you in a position to be able to flip a switch and sell and have a sellable asset? Or are you
able to go, spend time with your family yeah. while the business continues to run and operate without you, which we've had this happen. So, like,
hey, Tim Lyons here, and let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. 3 days laser-focused on building a gym that prints profit and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola, and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Broxterman. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025, build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
This is a really good topic because the best time to do it is as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do we do it, right? We you know, at the end of the day, I am going to promote what we do because we're so freaking good at it.
Yep.
I mean, we've taken gyms from where the owner is in the day-to-day, every day, 10 hours, training clients, never gets a break, does all the sales. We've been able to flip a switch, and in 8, 9, 10 months, those gym owners are now spending weeks in Greece and Europe, and their business is running, operating at a profit, growing
in their absence, yeah.
In their absence, making more than they've ever made without them doing it. And we've done that over and over and over. We did it with one of our, like, to the, you know, not to speak too personal about anybody, they had a family emergency.
Yeah.
Now, this guy had a couple locations, and he was doing that every day. He was selling, he was training, he had his coaches in there, and he was doing it. Like, he was in the day-to-day. He was able to step out and spend time 6 months with his family, business running and operating. We've had people turn those businesses around to sell when they didn't have a director in place at all. We've been able to identify, hire, train, systematize, boom, all within a year, 2 years, and get out for multiples.
Yeah, and that's really, I mean, you nailed it there, right? Like, just talking about the freedom and, you know, talking to gym owners all the time. We talk about getting out of the business in a way where it's not necessarily a requirement. And I want to, like, say that because when I talk to gym owners, and they're like, well, I enjoy training clients. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but do you have to? That's the difference, right? Freedom means you have the choice of where you want to spend your time, what you're spending it on. We always go back to the cash flow quadrants, right? Most gym owners that we speak with are self-employed. They're in that role. If they're not trading time for money, they're not bringing money home themselves. The business isn't paying them, you know, distributions and things like that enough to pay for their lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. They have to be in the business in some form of fulfillment. Build the business so that you don't have to be doing that. Any day you can walk into your gym and you can jump in and train clients. It's your business. You have that that option, right? Yeah. But if you're every single day to day, you're showing up and you have to be there at 5 a.m. because you're the coach that does the 5 a.m. sessions, or all the way there through 7 p.m. and you're still there doing the sessions. This is kind of, I mean, the purpose of this podcast is a little bit of a wake-up call to where there is a better option, right? Every one of you, I'm sure, would agree that if you had the choice to do all of that, you would choose that versus where you are right now, where you have to do that. And if you're not intentionally building the systems into the business and understanding what it takes in order to get to that position, that's the things you have to start to understand and learn right now. That's exactly the foundation of our coaching program, is to grow that revenue beyond that 30K mark while creating a business that no longer has to operate with you in fulfillment. Some go that route, and to your point, right, they're able to take vacations for the first time, or, you know, multiple times throughout a year. Yeah. They've got additional cash flow where they can reinvest it in other opportunities, other businesses, second locations, real estate, whatever it may be. But you as the business owner, you guys listening, have to be thinking along that line, or you're going to find yourself 10, 15, 20 years in this business, and what are you going to have to show for it? But the clients that you're training in front of you, and if that were to stop,
you're done.
Or, you know, the worst part, I think, would be the assumption that what you have is valuable, and when, you know, you're positioning yourself or you're planning on the sale
as a cushion,
and then you come to find out, you know, what you thought was multiple, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, even up to $1 million. Looks like 70 grand. You know what I mean?
It's that's the unfortunate reality. That is absolutely happening every single day. So, great point. That would be the wake-up call. Hopefully this is the wake-up call. I had a great talk at the Perform Better in Long Beach. In the one takeaway, I said, if you don't learn anything from me at all, whatever, you don't listen to anything else, listen to this one thing. Your gym should serve you. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Your gym should serve you as the owner, as the risk taker, as the one that put the money on the line, the blood, sweat, and tears, all of that, it should serve you. Like, you're not in this business to make sure everybody gets paid but you. And that, unfortunately, happens all the time. And so one of the things I would tell you guys, if you're not paying yourself right now, do this. This is something I did year one, month one. I said, I'm going to pay myself $100 a week out of my draw, whatever, from business banking account. And I used to mail it to my house. You know, you go online, do bill pay. Well, you can have that mail checks. Mm-hmm. And I would send that because I wanted to physically touch it. Like, that was the reason. And for probably 5 to 7 years, I would have checks sent to my house and I would cash them on my, you know, I would take a picture, do it from my phone, and I would do it on the kitchen counter, and it would be like, it's serving me.
Yep.
And that 100 got to 200, you know, got to 250, 350. Every week now, on top of everything else I pay myself, I'm sending $850. It's auto now. It's not in a check, but like, it's just getting drafted from one account to the other. It just on top of pay, on top of owner benefit, on top of everything else, $850 a week. And I don't even, what does that math say? Times 52 weeks. Been doing that since the day we opened.
Mm-hmm.
Literally month. What is it? I mean, it's not crazy. Hold on. 850 times 52. Yeah, it's 44 extra $1,000. 44 grand on top of whatever you're already paying yourself and your kid and owner benefit and your truck and Costco runs and the gas and all that stuff.
Think about that. I mean, for those of you listening, I mean, Tim is the ability to increase his take home $44,000. Is your salary for the work that you're doing in your business that high?
That's not even my salary.
Oh, well, that's my point though. For those listening, you know, like the work that you're doing every day in your business, we know the average take home for a gym owner is not even that.
Oh yeah.
Annually,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it's not to brag. That's just, the point I was trying to make was it needs to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pay yourself, you're going to resent it. You're going to not screw that place. I'm not going in there. You're not going to work hard. It's like you're going to try to get out of there. You can not work as hard. But you see those checks show up every Friday. Like it was pretty cool. And there was a point in time where I was like, okay, I think it was when it was like 700 or something. I would save 10 of them before I would cash them. So I had $7,000. Like that was
sure.
A big deal, right?
Yeah.
Like it was just something I did, and I'm just kind of weird. Like there's some weird things that I do weekly. A lot of times some of my Amex bill I pay daily. We put like whatever $1,000 a day or whatever hitting those cards. Mm-hmm. I would just pay it daily. Weird.
Well, but you're speaking to one way of like incrementally getting to where you need to be. You know what I mean?
Small, it's
like
baby steps.
Yeah, exactly.
Steps.
Right. And yeah. So obviously those listening, maybe it's not, maybe you don't have the luxury of doing $100 a week yet. Start at 25.
Well, I think everybody can do $100.
You should be able to.
Just do 100. Like start
because it
there.
Goes back to like the profit first mentality, right? You're forcing that.
That's
and
what
that
it
now
is.
The rest of the business has to accommodate for that's coming out like an expense.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Well, you know, it absolutely happens that way. When you pay yourself first, you learn to figure out how to operate with less. And then you just bump it up, right? Hey, 150. Let's go 250. We did that with one of our Iron Circle members because he was underpaying himself. Mm-hmm. I go, do this. And he's in a testimonial. I increased my owner benefit by 40% because he just did this one thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was 100. It was probably like $500 a week or something. I just do it because when you do it weekly and it just automatically happens, you're not having to physically do anything. It just works. I don't know. It just works. You just figure out a way. Just do it, guys. Like, yeah. Trust me. Just do this little thing. Do everybody that's not paying themselves. Or if you are, go into your Chase or Bank of America or Wells Fargo and do the bill pay that you're paying yourself and do it weekly. I don't know if you can pick the date or not, like the Friday or the Monday, whatever. And just send yourself a check in the mail.
There you go.
So you physically see it in your mailbox. It just does something psychologically. Psychological, yeah.
Sure.
And it's serving you. So like at the end of the day, like serve you. Guys, I don't.
You know, and there's something here, though. I think there's resistance around that because a lot of the emotional state of owners is like it's a servitude. It's an act of like I'm here to help the community. And guys, like there's nothing wrong with that. Keep that belief.
Yeah.
But and I say this all of the time, like making money is not a bad thing. If you strip everything else out and your goal is to serve everybody else, you need capital in order to do it, right? If you have one location and your goal is to serve as many people in your community, and you need a capital in order to open up the second to touch more people's lives, right? Like, but if you never, to your point, like you're going to build resentment around the business, you're going to not go work harder, you're going to find all of these different things.
Yeah.
That negatively impact your decision to go help more people because you aren't getting what you need out of the business.
Yeah.
And when the business serves you, so Zach and I did a podcast on that, right? When a business serves you, it serves the clients and it serves your team. That's that perfect trifecta. And you find a way. I mean, it almost like reinvigorates your passion for what
fires
you're doing.
You back
and,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess what I was trying to say in this whole podcast was about what's happening next. What's the next thing? And maybe you have a successful business. That's, you know, this is right talking to you as well. Maybe you are profitable. Maybe you have 5, 10, 17 locations. Okay. What are you doing outside of the business to diversify across different platforms? Are you in real estate? Are you in crypto? One of our Iron Circle members dumps every dollar into crypto. Okay. I mean, it's a gamble,
sure.
but I tell you what, the guy's got several million now just living in the crypto space because that was his investment of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows with Bitcoin's gone to freaking the moon. He was in it at 12, 15, 25,000, 30, 40, 50. He's buying all the way up. Each one of his locations, he would take lump sums and dump it, lump sums and dump it. And that was his owner draw. That was his, like, what he was paying himself. He just happened to put it into crypto. And you know, thankfully, it's increased exponentially. But, like, he's not banking on the gyms.
Mm-hmm.
The gyms are giving him cash. And then if he sells his gyms for, you know, millions of dollars, cool. That's on top of he's already comfortable over here. So
it goes back to the cash flow quadrants, right? The fourth quadrant's investor.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, the goal, all four of those quadrants, it's your relationship with wealth, how you accrue wealth, right? And the goal as a business owner, I mean, the next step is that investor role. You could and you should absolutely live in both of those quadrants.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
you
so
have to.
That is the end goal. That is the game. Like we've talked about before, you know, opening up the gym is not the final, you know, destination. It's the beginning of the
beginning,
journey.
Yeah.
What are you doing this for? What is your opportunity with the money that you're making? You know, that's not going back into the business and paying people out. Do you have the ability to leverage that to get you further and farther?
Well, think bigger, guys. I mean, obviously you got to get a gym that's healthy. If you need help systematizing, that's what we do. What's what we do best is our Springboard program. It's going to be a link in the show notes somewhere. Just jump on a call. You'll speak to mm-hmm. Randy direct. If we can help you, awesome. There's going to be an opportunity to join our program, and I'll throw it right out here on this show. Our price per month on the Springboard is $883, I think. Mm-hmm. $883 per month. And it's a year long.
Yep.
So it's 800, let's call it $900 to systematize your business to a point where you can decide whether or not you want to train today hire people, systematize. It's a year-long mentorship program, and we go deep. We go deep in the weeds.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when you opened your gym, there was not. It wasn't like you got your roadmap to success. You know, like it's the Wild West. You're like, all right, what do I do now? How do I get there?
And there's a million ways to get there. And, you know,
there's a million ways to not get there too.
There's a lot more ways not to get there. Yeah,
but this is as close to like, you know, us drawing the journey out with you. Getting what is your end goal? Let's retro. And what it's going to take to get there.
And we have frameworks that are proven across the board for any, there is no problem in your gym that we have not seen and solved. So, I mean, if I'm a gym owner, listen to this and in any of this resonated, I'm going to book a call. Cause like, even if you don't decide to, like, you need to know the journey, which, you know, where to go. But I'm also going to challenge anybody that's in business that isn't where they want to be and we have a solution and you decide not to do it after hearing all this, then it's on you.
That's what I was thinking too.
Because you don't have the money. You got to find the money. You have to find it. There's a million ways to make money, million ways to find money, get money, whether it's in a debt service type of scenario. It's a loan. It's a gift. It's a selling something to a client. Getting money should be no excuse.
Correct.
Period. It's just, I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. Yep. I've done some of the most wildest things to get money so that we can keep the train rolling over the years. It just isn't an option not to do it. So anyways, that's your kick in the ass. Hopefully that helps you guys. And we're here to help you win. At bottom line, the only reason we get up on stages and write books and do 600 plus episodes, can't say the number, 600 plus episodes, nearing on 700. It's only to help you, right? And if there was ever a case study on a gym, like we've given you every freaking thing that we do here over and over, and things that don't work too. I've been happy to share those as well. We've done that plenty of times. So anyways, if you need help, let us help you. Link in show notes. That's it for this show. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.